B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
Match any two for $6 at KFC. It's finger licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Why replace what can be restored? That's the philosophy of the experts at Rothman Orthopedics. Their cartilage restoration procedures were developed specifically for highly active people who are experiencing pain, loss of motion, and increased swelling and stiffness. By resurfacing, realigning, and stabilizing your knee now, you may be avoiding further surgery down the road. It's the new approach, the Rothman Orthopedics approach, with innovative options for repairing your knee and restoring your active life. Make your appointment today at RothmanKnee.com because you're too young to have old knees.
Looking for a new Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Buick, or GMC? Then the Peruzzi Auto Group is for you. Because only Peruzzi has amazingly low prices on every vehicle we have. Visit Peruzzi.com. Our business is you.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Celebrating 10 years as the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
Thanks to you.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fanatic family.
Tyrone Johnson here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. In for Mike Missinelli. 3 o'clock hours brought to you by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays every bit as good. We'll have Eric Carabel at 3:30 talking about fantasy football. We're getting closer and closer to the end of the season. He's the greatest in the world. So open up the contest line and I'll give out my Twitter and Sal Chunas's Twitter. And we'll try to ask him as many questions as we can in a short amount of time. Been talking about Ben Simmons. Been talking about GOAT talk. And a lot of people are saying Sam Cooke for R&B GOAT. Okay. Well, if you 610-632-0975. We don't field any of that social media nonsense. It's easy to send a tweet without having to defend the situation. There's also people who are saying that Garth Brooks is the GOAT in the country category. Not a lot of arguments with Prince, which I'm surprised, but I'm glad. Because he's the strongest. No, Jay-Z's pretty strong, too. Actually, you know what? Other than Kenny Chesney, there's no argument for the other three people. And Kenny Chesney may not be, you may not be able to make the argument. I defer to Sal Chunas.
No, I think there's that. An argument. I think Garth's good. Garth is doing something cool coming up.
Now, but is Garth a fraud because he won't make his music available on iTunes?
That could be, yeah.
I mean, that
can bring you down a little bit.
You're not the GOAT if you make it to where I can't get it on Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, etc. I have to buy CDs at like Target.
Or does that add to his GOAT status?
To me, it takes away. Because how do you get the... You can't be the greatest if young people don't have access to you.
He keeps the CD industry alive.
You
gotta go buy one.
Let's say you're a 16-year-old country fan. It's hard for you to get access. You go buy the CD and you don't have a CD player. You have to buy an external CD drive, connect it to your computer, and then rip it into iTunes? That's what you have to do to listen to it?
You can put in your Xbox or your PlayStation. Right?
Man, I'm trying to listen to music while I'm using my PlayStation like every other. I can listen to Kenny Chesney while I'm playing Madden.
That's a good point.
I don't like that.
He's doing a cool tour, though.
Even Prince digitized things at first on his own site. I'm not going to Best Buy to buy a 27 Garth Brooks CDs. That's lame. So I think he's eliminated with that. That's lame.
Well, the old school is now becoming cool.
Even be fine.
Record players is coming cool again.
Yeah, but let me go buy my Garth Brooks vinyl. Come on. Nah, he's out. He's out. So now it's all the other people. Johnny Cash. You can get his. I have Johnny Cash in my phone. In my phone. Not in my Relic CD. Garth.
And Johnny Cash isn't around anymore. He doesn't have a smartphone. Garth does.
He's got an iPhone, and he can't listen to his own music on it. All right. Drew Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yeah, what's going on, Tyrone? What's good today, buddy?
What's up, Drew?
How you doing, man? So, yeah, about the GOAT conversation, I'm cool with Prince being, actually, I'd rather be phrased the greatest musician, because I think
musician.
He is.
We're doing genres.
Yeah, rock
musician.
That's
why we have four.
Yeah, but can we break that down to a little sub, like, about, like, greatest front man and greatest rock band, too? Because if we have to go...
Have you heard of the Revolution or the New Power Generation? He's the greatest front man, too.
Yeah, you think he's better than Freddie Mercury?
Yes.
All right. I'm a big Freddie fan, so...
Freddie's great. Right. Freddie's an all-timer, yeah. A first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, okay. And then as far as let's throw in a sports goat, just off a crazy topic, I'm the kind of big fan of tennis, and I think a lot of people don't give this guy enough credit, but I would say Andre Agassi as a goat, even though he doesn't have the...
He is my favorite athlete. He is not the goat.
He's not the goat, but definitely he's got the accolades.
Sampras is ahead of him, Federer, Nadal.
Sure.
Djokovic. There's a lot of people ahead of him. Obviously, yeah. Serena. Nah, he's not the guy. But he is my favorite athlete of all time.
All right, good. All right, cool, man. So, yeah, I love him, too. So, anyway, about the Sixers, I think last night was just, I think the three-point shooting, that kind of hurt us a little bit last night. That kind of showed, that the lack of our shooting game was off last night. So, that definitely hurt. And with Simmons being out, we couldn't, really drive the lane like we wanted to, and Embiid did the best he could, getting all those fouls, which was awesome. And I loved, his free throw shooting. I thought that was great. But who was the guy that was in his face that seemed like the whole game? And it wasn't Gobert. It was another guy. Was it Ingles?
I don't know.
I forget. It just seemed like there was always this one guy that was like messing with him, almost trying to push him over the line to do something, and that's kind of what I'm worried about now.
Well, you're worried about him not he. Did he get a technical yesterday? Did he get a flagrant yesterday?
I don't think so. No, right.
What you worried about? What you worried about? So a guy tested him. He went against a top center. Gobert did not deserve to win Defensive Player of the Year last year. Should have been Embiid. Gobert won. He is a hell of a defender. He had a rough shooting night. Got to the foul line 18 times. That's what we said we wanted. Obviously, we don't want the bad shooting night, but we know that happens. So what do? Get to the line. Got to the line 18 times. 16 of 18. Like, having a big man that can make fouls like that, big deal. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. 16-18 from the line. That's a big deal. So, but, I mean, people are going to try him. Good. If they're spending their time trying to get him out of the game, and he gets 18 foul shots out of it, most of the time, Sixers victory. Most of the time, if Joel Embiid takes 18 foul shots a game, Sixers will absolutely win 65 games. I'm saying that. There ain't no way in the world he gets to the line that often. But if he does, change the whole league. Forget about it. And in the playoffs, when things slow down, you get a guy to get to the line that many times. That was a big positive of the game. No one seemed to notice on social media last night while I was doing, oh, no, the beat stinks. He's tired. He's weak. But 18 times is a lot of times to get to the line. A lot of times to get to the line. And Gobert ended up fouling out. So, yeah, Embiid had five. Gobert ended up with six. But, and also, the Cork Moss thing. At what point when he's not making shots, did he just say, you know what, maybe it's time to hook this guy? Shake Milton can't get healthy quick enough. I heard he was participating in shoot-around yesterday.
Yep.
So if he's close, that puts Cork Moss back to the bench. And then Shake Milton, a guy who can do more things. He can handle the ball. He can throw a good pass. He might set a screen, roll to the basket.
So Cork Moss is close to being the towel waiver at the end of the bench?
I hope so.
Soon?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
Got to have a towel waiver. Well, every team needs one.
I don't. In a perfect world, he becomes the greatest. He becomes the greatest shooter since Larry Bird. In a perfect world. But I don't believe. You're asking me what I believe. I believe Shake Milton's a better basketball player than Korkmaz, and would help this team more as a backup wing than Korkmaz. And I think he'll have the ability to at least halfway stay in front of people defensively, because I think he's a better athlete than Korkmaz. So really across the board, I would prefer if it's Shake and not Korkmaz. And he's a Club Tyrone member, which never hurts.
Exclusive member.
Oh, yeah, he's an OG member. And I think my guy Farabee might score again tonight. Scored on Friday.
Anthony was saying that earlier, too.
Farabee's my guy. I got ridiculed by the two people that aren't here. And then sure enough, he starts scoring. There's a certain amount of magic connected to Club Tyrone. Magic, you become a member, and you start to do things you couldn't believe. Haisley starts hitting home runs. He might have hit, he thought he had none.
He started ripping singles.
He had a couple home runs.
Yeah, here and there.
He was robbing home runs, too.
Yes, he was.
That defensive magic. You don't know what kind of magic you might get. In the case of Jordan Mailata, it's singing magic. Didn't help him much with football. But you hear that voice?
He couldn't sing a lick until he joined Club Tyrone,
and
right?
And all of a sudden, he could play the ukulele, but he couldn't sing. Now he's a great singer. You get a certain amount of magic when you get into Club Tyrone. Jerome Sicklerville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. How you doing?
What's up, Jerome?
I want to make a quick comment about the Sixers, then a quick one about the Eagles.
All right.
Do they have another guard? Not that Simmons is going to be out. That can handle the ball, get him some points? Or
well,
we don't
know if he's going to be out yet.
Yeah.
Let's wait and see. But no, the roster is what the roster is. You're going to need more from Embiid, and you're going to need way more from Tobias Harris when he plays with Embiid if Ben Simmons is out for a few games. That's what you're going to need. Horford will be fine.
Okay. That sounds good. I hope Harris does do a little more.
That's the one thing he needs to do. He's back. He's making a lot of money. He has to be able to fit his game around the Sixers' best player and be productive. Embiid's the best player. Go find a way to fit. It's the same way where Chris Bosh had to fit around LeBron and Wade. Bosh had to change his game to be effective. You have to, when you're a lesser player but still a good player, you have to change your game to fit around Embiid and do something. He has not done a good job doing that, in my opinion.
Yeah,
it's great when Embiid's out, though. He's been great when Embiid out. He has to be great when Embiid in.
Yeah. NFL Live reported that Dez Bryant is well. He's lost weight. He's in great shape. He's ready to go. And I mean, do you think they at least got? Eagles should at least look and see what he got.
I mean, they could call him for a workout. Sure, see what kind of speed he has left.
I mean, if he's worse than what they got, I mean, dang, might well retire. But
I mean, he is out of the league. He could be signed by anybody. He tore that Achilles. He says he's a couple weeks away. So in a couple weeks, I guess. And you work him out. Yeah. Nothing can hurt by working him out.
That's what I'm saying. If he's got something and really is, I mean, I know they would put out that he's this and that. I expect them to do that. But if there's something there, who knows? I mean, you really ain't got a hell of a lot right now.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I am skeptical that he has anything left. But if you ask me, if he played 5 straight games, would he go with 0 catches? I don't believe he would go 5 straight games with 0 catches, if that's what you mean. I don't know if someone was foolish enough to play me 5 straight NFL games, which would be very dumb. I mean, you would lose all 5 games. I still think I would have a catch. It might be a screen. It might be a situation where they just start covering me out of disrespect, and Carson would just kind of throw an underhand to me, and I'd cradle it like a child. But I just feel like if I went 5 straight weeks playing a football game, playing 50% of the snaps like Mac Hollins, I would manage to get one catch. If Dez, when you ask me, could he get one catch? Yeah. But the question is he better than Jordan Matthews? I don't think so.
Dez Bryant has not caught a pass since December 31st, 2017.
Now, he got hurt in practice with the Saints last year.
Yes.
So he didn't get a chance to play. And Mac Hollins has only caught a pass maybe 2 days more recently than that. Of course, at this point, they should be working anybody out. They can do a Vince Papale-style open workout, as far as I'm concerned. Arena League guys, they're all available right now. I would be working anybody out. And the question would be, if you played 50% of the snaps for 5 consecutive weeks and got taken off of special teams, because I think four of the last six games, Hollins has not played special teams. Could you have one catch? He's almost the GOAT of being un-GOAT-like. He's the greatest at being the worst. In a city full of bad wide receivers, Mac Hollins is appearing more and more like the worst that actually played.
See, here's the problem. He's not going to get paid. Like, I think of a guy like Sam Bradford. I mean, that man he got all the injuries.
But Sam Bradford also completed a pass.
Yes, that's true.
Like you got to catch a pass from September 26th to November 7th. You have to catch a pass. He's the WOAT, as Mooney calls it. W-O-A-T. The worst of all time. I don't know how that's possible to play five games, play 50% of the offensive snaps, and manage zero catches.
Not only zero catches, I think it's like one target. And last week, it was the fourth down when Carson got hit.
And the worst part about that is, that was zone coverage on that play. Two men on the inside. The ball has to be thrown outside in that situation. And his eyes were hard inside looking at defenders and not outside where the ball was. Now, that doesn't mean that it was. We don't even know if it was a good pass because he was so out of sorts on where to catch it. It might have been a terrible pass by Carson. Could have been a perfect pass. We'll never know because zone coverage, two men inside. They're basically saying drop it over on the sideline. And instead, he's doing a hard inside look to a ball that flies over his head and goes outside in his own coverage. I still can't get over that play. That, to me, is almost more frustrating than Aguilar. I lost it in the lights. Because at least Aguilar is trying to run a route. Like, he's trying. He was looking for a ball. He just happened to be looking at the lights. It's unbelievable.
Just think about this for a moment. About, 7 weeks ago, Mac Collins had, like, two catches in a game.
Yeah.
And he did his backpack thing. Like, he celebrated.
Yeah.
Like, big time. Like, yeah, my backpack's on.
And you know what's weird is, usually when athletes are bad in this city, we find a way to not like them. Like, I think he's a likable guy. Like, he seems like he's fun and doesn't have any malicious. I don't think he's leaking anything to Josina Anderson.
No.
Like, I think he's like, but in this city, you got to produce a little bit. And this is unbelievable. So, to answer the long way to answer the question, if he holds a workout, the Eagles better be there. And if he looks okay, but I honestly don't know if you have, it's not perfect, but if Matthews is in the slot and Aguilar is playing outside where he's uncomfortable, but he's outside, but he'll I'll tell you what, he's got to go 5 weeks without a catch. I don't know if at this point, Dez is better than Jordan Matthews. I have no reason to believe that, but you have to go to the workout because your receivers are, we'll get to it. 4 o'clock hour, probably. I'm going through every player. The wide receivers in particular are having a gruesome season. A gruesomely terrible season. So, Kevin, Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, how you doing?
What's going on?
I just want one quick point about the Sixers. And Ben Simmons is part of it. Embiid, I love the guy's game, but he's got to get off of social media and shut his mouth and be more like Ben Simmons, Al Horford, and Dr. J. Let your game do your talking and just shut up.
Well,
stop posting.
You mean Dr. J didn't send a lot of tweets back when he was playing?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying. For all I know, Dr. J would have been a big-time troll back then. I don't know what the doc would have been doing back then on Twitter if he had access to it in 1982.
If he had access to it, Doc would let his game do his talking.
I don't know that.
I know that.
Compare him to a player who has access to Twitter, please, and not a player. You going to tell me Charles Barkley wouldn't have been on Twitter had it been a Twitter?
I'm not talking about Charles Barkley. I'm talking about Dr. J. I didn't say Charles.
Who else do you want him to be like, Dr. J, and who else?
I said Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons is on social media plenty. How do you think you see all those clothes and those fly cars?
But did Ben Simmons get, they said that the reason why Embiid got suspended is because of social media.
No, he got suspended for all the flexing and the shadow boxing and stuff.
That wasn't no fight. Well, whatever.
He would have only got one game had he just taken his butt up the ramp. all the extra histrionics is what got him the game, not the social media, because Cat went to him first. He responded on social media. Now, if you want to say it's wrong, that's fine. But let's stop with how the other generation might have acted if they had access to this. You know what we would think of Michael Jordan if there was social media? We would not think nearly as highly of him. When they're down 3-2 to the Knicks and he goes from New York to Atlantic City, stays till 6 a.m., and then comes back for the game. How will we look at that now? How will we look at that now if people had camera phones? We'd be looking at Jordan quite differently. No one in the world is happier that they lived in pre-smartphone, pre-social media than Michael Jordan. Imagine if LeBron James was down 3-2 in the finals and went to a casino until 6 a.m. and then came back for a game. Oh, boy. Oh, he would be destroyed. People act like they didn't see Michael at the craps table.
Dude, Joel Embiid got crushed for going to a comedy show.
He got crushed.
Remember?
And that was over by 9 p.m. Then there was a bunch of idiots who believed he was at a club in which a 7-foot black guy was dancing in on a dance floor, and there wasn't a single picture. And people still believed it. Could you imagine? I've been out till 6 a.m. the night, the day, the morning of a playoff game? You're right about that. Yeah, he was at a Z bar. Oh, yeah? Where are the pictures? Because I can tell you this, I'm not famous, and people take pictures with me. See me to tell me that before a playoff game, Joel Embiid was getting hammered drunk. A man who I don't think drinks was getting hammered drunk in Z bar, according to people. And there wasn't a single picture, no security footage. Somehow, everybody turned in their phones. But we believed it. So you can only imagine what would have happened with Michael Jordan in that situation. That's one of our dark times. He got sick because of the comedy show. How dare he go to the comedy show? And there are people in the media who like are kind of important who bought that. Just got sick because he got sick. And it's not an excuse. He didn't play well. But this comedy show, if you were serious, you wouldn't go to a comedy show. See, it's funny. Michael Jordan never went to a comedy show because he didn't laugh. That's why he won 6 titles. Marty Lansdowne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty, Andrew, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Marty?
A couple quick things. First, the GOAT Eagles quarterback. Now, I'm 55 years old. I still wear this guy's shirt every Sunday where I won 1990. Yeah, it still fits. It's got to be Randall Cunningham. That's no disrespect meant to Donovan McNabb. I love him. He took us to the
sweet. Whoa. Why is it Randall Cunningham?
Why wouldn't it be Randall Cunningham?
Because McNabb was better. Statistics-wise, winning-wise, he was better across the board as an Eagle. That's
the numbers are pretty close, Ty, I think. And
what about the winning? Right, so if the numbers are close, you know, the tiebreaker are the W's. Who won more?
That's a good point. Randall would have won more if not for Buddy Ryan. Lack of a running game, lack of an offensive line. Play defense, let Randall run around and turn left at the Brown Chevy a couple times and make a big play. That was the whole game plan.
I understand.
There's no offensive structure there.
And if Carson Wentz had better receivers right now, he might be better than Aaron Rodgers and those guys. He doesn't, and he's not. We only can judge what we see. So right now, Carson Wentz is not an MVP candidate. Yes, he doesn't have receivers, but he's not in that MVP mix. Like Russell Wilson is having a far better year. Yes, he has better weapons, including a rookie wide receiver with 500 yards versus Carson's rookie receiver that has 14. But Russell Wilson is better this year because he's performing. We can't judge it on if. We can only talk about the R. And the thing that is that McNabb was better.
Again, I was always a fierce defender of Donovan McNabb, as well as Ron Jaworski, by the way. He's getting arguments about him back in the day. But I'm telling you, if you've seen, and I'm sure you did, you had to see Randall to behold him.
I saw him lose playoff games here. I saw him not bring his playbook, and Rodney Peake gets hurt, and he comes in the game and didn't know the plays. I saw with Randall.
Not a shining moment there. I concur. And
I don't mean to beat up, Marty. I don't mean to beat up. I like Randall.
I like an open debate, man. I don't feel beaten up. I'm just a big fan of Randall, always have been, and not at the expense of Donovan. Let me make that abundantly clear. I love McNabb. I really do. I mean, you can make criticism of him in a similar vein, I suppose, and I think they're both a little unfair to both gentlemen. I mean, that's just the way I feel.
No. And I liked Randall for a while. Then I heard about his Michael Jackson room and things like that as a child, and I thought that was strange. All right, 610-632-0975. Right now, you can get your fantasy football questions in to me at Ty Johnson News. You can get them to Andrew Howe.
At asaltunis975.
All right, get it at 975thefanatic.com.
Yes.
Not at 975thefanatic. I'm going to read some of them. Andrew's going to read some. And you can call in right now for fantasy football only. 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. Eric Carabel coming on talking fantasy football next here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. Fantasy football season continues. And on the line right now is Eric Carabel. Andrew, who brings us Eric Carabel, our fantasy football expert?
Eric Carabel is brought to us by our friends and family company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop for the fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
All right, on the line, Eric, how are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. And the Eagles, 5-4. It's an ugly 5-4, but now they're on the bye. And you've actually had a bit of a hot hand predicting the Eagles. So I'm going to let you, before we get into all the fantasy football questions, and we're going to take some calls today from people with the questions, how would you forecast the rest of the Eagles season since you've been so good at it lately?
I think they can split the next two, New England, Seattle. I actually think they can beat New England. I think Seattle's a little bit tougher at this point. Yeah, Seattle has a better running game at this point. I think the defense in Seattle makes big plays just like New England does. New England's competition obviously stepped up against Baltimore. But in the final five, I really think they can win them all. Dallas is at home. Giants are terrible. Washington and Miami are terrible. So I still think this could be a 10-win team, and I still think they can win the division.
There you go. And I'm going to go with you because you were right. You've been right about 4 weeks in a row. We haven't been taking a lot of calls, so I'm going to let the callers get in some questions, and then we'll ask some from social media and from email. Bill in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Eric Carabel. What's your question?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I have three receivers. I need one. I have Christian Kirk, John Brown, and DK Metcalf. Need one.
All good options. Like them all this week, actually. I think, with John Brown, you're getting a level of competency every week. He and Michael Thomas, the only guys, the only receivers of 50 yards every week. Maybe gets in the end zone this week as well against Cleveland. They're terrible. I like John Brown this week.
All right, and let's go to Stan in Hatboro. He has a question for Eric Carabel here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. I need two running backs. I have David Johnson, Melvin Gordon, Dustin Eckler, and Todd Gurley.
Wow. And how many you need two.
And PPR league.
Okay, that makes it, David Johnson, I think, is a must play this week. And I think Eckler over Gordon. He catches more passes. Gurley catches no passes. We don't know if Gordon played well last week because of the competition. But to me, the floor on Eckler is higher. And David Johnson, if he's active, you got to have Mac.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's keep rolling along. We'll go to Jim in Washington Township. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Eric Carabel asking fantasy football questions.
What's up, Eric? I need two to start in a flex PPR. Kirk for Arizona, Woods, or Golden Tate?
I would say Kirk is probably the first guy there. This quarterback plays well. Tampa Bay's defense is not. I would go with Kirk first. Second there, probably Woods. I mean, they're not going to have Brandon Cooks for a while, so I do think Robert Woods gets some more targets.
Thank you.
All right. Andrew, you have one from the 97.5 The Fanatic account.
Yeah, this one's from Nick. He's asking, it's a non-PPR league, Allen Robinson or Austin Hooper for his flex this week?
It's going to be Robinson. His quarterback's been terrible, but the opponent this week is also pretty bad. So I'll play Robinson. There's very few tight ends that I will play over borderline top 20 wide receivers. I still don't think Hooper's one of them. And we don't know if Matt Ryan's playing either. That's a problem.
That's a good point. All right, I have Tristan Holman asking me on my Twitter at Ty Johnson News. Mahomes is supposed to be back. Is it Stafford or Mahomes? Is Mahomes an automatic start right away?
I mean, the only guy I have ahead of Mahomes this week is Lamar Jackson.
Mahomes is the number four quarterback in average points per game. Not number one, he's number four. So you could make a case for any of the big three over him, but Stafford wouldn't be one of them.
All right, and I also have another one here. Russell Wilson versus San Francisco or Kyler Murray versus Tampa Bay?
I'd still play Wilson. He makes too many things happen, especially with his legs as well. So I love Kyler Murray. I have him ranked high this week, but I would still play Wilson.
Yeah, another question people are asking, does Lockett lose value with some of the moves that the Seahawks have made?
I don't know how many times we have been burned by Josh Gordon in the past. Honestly, the last big year was 2013. Mm-hmm. People are way overrating this move. I'm not even sure he finished the season with this team. If you want to go pick up Josh Gordon as fast from the bench spot, go ahead. But I don't think this hurts Lockett or DK Metcalf at all.
All right, right here, Scott Roberts says he needs a defense. These are all available, according to him, Ravens, 49ers, or the Steelers.
I have Ravens number one for the week. Remember, wow. This is a rookie quarterback, Ryan Finley, who's starting, and A.J. Green is not going to play, it doesn't look like. So I have the Ravens as the number one defense of the week.
All right, another question here. These are guys that he says that these two guys are available. Which one would you pick up, Devin Singletary of the Bills or Damian Williams of the Chiefs?
Clearly Singletary. His future is really bright, good, young rookie in an offense that wants to run. And then there's Damian Williams. If you take away that 91-yard run, he's averaging like 2.2 yards per carry this season. Not him.
All right, I think I know your answer to this, but I want to ask about wide receivers to pick up. Josh Gordon, Zach Pascal, or Devontae Parker. Of those three, would you pick up any of those three? And if so, which one?
I think Parker certainly has some is interesting because they lost Preston Williams this week. And Pascal is interesting because T.Y. Hilton is not going to play for a couple weeks. I don't know if anything interesting about Josh Gordon. Can't stay healthy, can't stay consistent and productive. I would rather roster Parker. Definitely gotcha. Play him this week.
Okay, Kareem Hunt, he's supposed to be back. Is he worth a look?
Yeah, I'd stash him. I mean, but he's still a third down back at this point, and Nick Chubb is a top five running back for the season, so I'm not sure why Cleveland would just stop using Hunt. I would not stop using Chubb so much, but I'm going to view Hunt the way I do like a Tariq Cohen type, a guy who just catches passes out of the backfield.
By the way, I have to say out loud, I know I've told you, I am shocked at how quickly you're able to break this down on the fly. We don't give you any questions ahead of time, and yet you break them all down. It's mesmerizing. Another one, Jordan Matthews. Is he the best fantasy wide receiver on the Eagles right now?
No, it's still Jeffrey. It's still Jeffrey, but I'll tell you what, if you've got Nelson Aguilar on the team, I'm not so sure he's going to want to over Jordan Matthews. Of course, Jordan Matthews has very little value in a normal fantasy league. The fact that they have Matthews helps Zach Ertz, because any attention downfield makes it easier for Ertz in the middle. But I still say Alshon.
All right, two more questions. One, you mentioned Zach Ertz. He had a big game last week. Do you think he'll be back to being a top three tight end going forward?
Top three might be a little bit tough. I mean, Obviously, Kelsey's there every week. Oakland's guy Waller's there every week. Kittle is there every week. So I think he's like in the 4 to 6 range. We Austin Hooper, same type of thing. I don't know if we're going to have consistency, but New England is going to take Ertz out of the game
right.
In 2 weeks, so be careful of that.
And last one, as far as pickups, once again, Noah Fant or Jacob Hollister, do you think either one of them will be a good option going forward?
I think Fant is. He's the rookie. He's the guy who was supposed to be good. They drafted him highly. The good young quarterback that he got in practice squad with. I do think Noah Fant could be a top 10 guy. Hollister, to me, that was just one game.
Just a little bit of a fluke. All right. Well, the fastest 10 minutes of fantasy football in the world. Thanks so much, Eric. As usual, you'll be back with Mike next weekend. Bye week. Everybody, all Eagles fans can relax, but I like that you are positive. You still think 10-6 is possible?
Yeah, absolutely possible.
All right.
You got it.
Thanks a lot, man. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Have a good one.
All right, and that was Eric Carabao. He was brought to us by who, Andrew?
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We'll get right back to your phone calls. On the other side, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, a person who some people say is the GOAT. He's not playing right now. A little Tupac. Jay-Z's the GOAT. Fanatic Pro Shop has arrived. Quality Fanatic and Philadelphia sports-themed merchandise and apparel at discount prices. Open for browsing now, just in time for the holiday gifts-giving season. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 97.5thefanatic.com. 610-632-0975. Been talking about Ben Simmons, the Sixers, and some of the GOATs. I'm getting a lot on email. I'm going to get to all those in the 4 o'clock hour. A lot of suggestions. I believe that the only one that could be moved is country, and that's not because of any hatred that I have towards country music. It appears that that's the genre where there it's the most split. It's splintered with loyalty. And does Kenny Chesney have a rival, or it doesn't really work like that?
Nah, it doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way?
No, they don't have beefs.
There's no beefs.
There's no rips inside their country songs.
Like, who's that really big country singer? Like, I mean, physically big.
Luke Combs?
No.
He's physically big.
It was a few years ago he was big. Who's the guy that did Red Solo Cup?
Oh, damn. Hold on.
Well, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I remember people really liked him. I never cared for that song.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, he's a big dude, right?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah, Toby Keith's a big dude. So, like, Toby Keith fans don't have beef with Kenny Chesney.
No, I don't think they slide digs in their songs.
In their songs?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I don't think they do that.
It would be kind of funny.
It would be hilarious if they did.
And then what about the female singers real fast before we get to the phones? Who's that girl that did High Horse?
There's all kinds. Carrie Underwood. There's... I like Lady Antebellum. I have a nice group.
But then nobody's on that level? You sure?
No, I don't think so.
Because I don't want it to be sexist where the ladies aren't
there's Dolly. Dolly's up there.
Dolly's all-timer.
What's the Reba McEntire?
Okay.
People like Reba.
What about Kacey Musgraves?
I like Kacey Musgraves.
So she on the come up because she eventually become a GOAT?
Sure.
Yeah, that means no.
You know, even though she doesn't do country anymore, Taylor Swift at one point.
Oh, yeah, she was selling a lot of
records. At one point, she's sellouts all the time.
All right, fair enough. Willard Fishtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Will?
Nah, I'm chilling, man. I ain't got no complaints. I just got off work. I just wanted to spit a couple topics. Is Mike there today? I just wanted to let him know, man. He's not. Well, last week I told him we shouldn't rush DeSean Jackson back, and we should have gave him at least another, the bye week. And
you think that would have healed him?
Because
you're
like
making a wild assumption that would have healed him.
Well, I'm just saying, every day counts, don't it?
Not and, with and that injury, apparently, no.
If you could see in the interview before he came in, he didn't look confident telling the media that he was going to play. He looked like he was he knows that, he was going to get hurt.
You know what would have happened? Had he waited to the bye week, he'd have got hurt in the first series of the Patriots game and needed surgery. You do know that that's a possibility, too. It wasn't just going to be magically healed by giving it an extra week or two.
Okay, all right. Well, I want to spit another topic, too. Me and my friend got this little debate going on. I got one friend who can't stand Joel Embiid or Mike Scott.
Uh-huh.
And then I got another friend who's telling me that we should trade Ben Simmons for Drew Holiday. And I'm just telling him, hey, you guys have been through the process with us. You guys are real ungrateful, man.
No, it's not so much you don't have to be grateful or ungrateful. It's that your friends don't understand the game of basketball more than that. I mean, you can not like Embiid or Mike Scott if you want. Pretty likable guys, if you ask me. But some people like people who are very boring. And I understand that. Some people, the personality turns them off. I get it. They want their athletes to be cardboard cutouts. Not my thing, but it can be your thing.
Yeah, that guy needs new friends to talk basketball with.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get rid of your friends, but you need new friends to talk with.
For Drew Holiday, like if you're going to trade Ben Simmons, get somebody. It's not. Why am I even pretending that was a real comment? That wasn't real. Friends are trolls. Ralph and Manchel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guy. How are you?
What's up, Ralph?
Listen, I'd like to know about your opinion about the Eagles.
Yes.
Why do you think they've been so reluctant to bring anybody in here? We know we're so desperate for receivers. What do you think the problem is with them?
I think deep down they knew that they weren't just one receiver away. And they didn't think it would make enough of a difference, and they just don't want to admit it out loud. My opinion is I think they looked at the roster and said, this isn't our year. Maybe we can get in the playoffs, but we're not going to win anything. So why give up draft picks? We'll just try to, we'll once again try to draft or sign a free agent wide receiver. That's what I think. I think that they took us for granted for this season. And they may be right, because I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. One more thing, Ty, about the Sixers, about Richardson. What do you think about his play right now? You think it's because he's with a new team that he's having a little, you know, he seems to be a little hesitant out there?
He was good last night, though. He was good last night.
Yeah, he played well last night.
I think it takes time. So I don't think seven games is enough.
Yeah,
especially with Embiid and now Simmons being out of the lineup. And he's being asked to do some things that he has to get comfortable with, being a backup point as well. So I think it takes a little time.
Okay. We're going to give him that time, man. I mean, I like him a lot. You know, I just felt like a little down that he wasn't, like, you know, playing the best that he could play. But
long
I agree
season.
With you.
Long season, okay. And they're 5-2.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, Ralph. Long season. It's not panic. We started. That premise doesn't change. Does not change. Don't panic. Take a deep breath. Everything's going to be all right. I still think they're going to get the one seed. I still think that everything's going to be fine. Don't panic yet. Car Wash in Germantown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ty, what's going on, man? How you?
What's up, Car Wash?
Hey, Ty, before I get to my receiver point, what you were talking about a little bit earlier, man, how about the job that Matt Rhule is doing at Baylor?
Doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, nobody's not like just he's just under the radar.
He'll be actually keep listening.
Not talking about it.
He'll be on Cuz Corner tonight at 7:30. There's a special 2-hour Cuz Corner tonight. He'll be on with Anthony at 7:30.
Whoa! I appreciate you giving me that. I didn't even know that.
Yep.
And I'm gonna definitely check that out. I wanted to ask you something, and I normally agree with you on everything, but I really think that what a receiver. I think it'll be a difference maker if we are to get in the playoffs, and I think we can get in the playoffs. And once we do, I think we match up well with a lot of people, especially newcomers, like I said yesterday in San Francisco.
Well, maybe.
But according to Yahoo Sports, with NFL rumors, like the Eagles with this targeting, let me let that window up. The Eagles targeting Brown. Why would you want to go after him where he's coming off injury as far as his ankle is concerned? With ankle surgery, and he's not 100%, even though he is a speedster.
Who?
And
Rich
I wanted
Brown?
To ask from the old Cardinals or whatever that they was targeting him, but coming off of ankle surgery.
Well, I mean, you don't. If it's November, good wide receivers, all of them are taken in November. So you're just looking for somebody a little bit better than what you have. I don't think they're not really in a position to be choosy in November. After the trade deadline, so if he's fast. Then maybe he could catch one pass in 5 weeks, and that would be better than what they currently have.
Here's what I wanted to ask you real quick, and I know you research a lot. There's a guy that was in the Canadian Football League, and I know you're going to be like, come on, man. He was lighting the Canadian Football League up. He loved contact. He's very, very fast, 4.4 speed, and we had him for a minute, and his name was Markel Michel. What do you think about him? Well, then Mac Hollins can go to the bench and Aguilar can go to the outside.
Hold on. This person can go to the bench. So is he in the NFL?
I knew you was going to say that.
That matters, though. If he's so good, why isn't he in the NFL?
Well, he was super good in the Canadian Football League.
Right, and so Mac Hollins would probably be a 1,000-yard receiver in the Canadian Football League. That's barely football.
Would you agree with this, Tyrone? Sometimes that people just need an opportunity, and then they make the most of that opportunity.
I agree with that, but I don't know if that means that this can... Okay, if that's the case, all right. Everyone thinks they can do this job. Everyone thinks, every sports fan thinks they can sit in the big chair. Now, Mike is the GOAT when it comes to sitting in the big chair. No question, he's the GOAT that's sitting in the big chair. Does that mean you just give somebody an opportunity they could then sit in the big chair? I don't believe so. Some of those Canadian players are playing in Canada for a reason. And if you use that, would mean that Miami could just get the best CFL players, and then all of a sudden they would go from being terrible to winning the Super Bowl because they got an opportunity. I don't think it's that simple. You have to earn said opportunity. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Up next. we'll talk to one of the executive producers of Headstrong, a big documentary film that'll be on NBC Sports Philadelphia tonight, Mr. Ted Griggs. And then we'll get right back to your phone calls the rest of the way. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.